Welcome to episode 308 of the Deeper Christian Podcast. This is the podcast to help you study God's Word, know Jesus intimately, and discover how you can build your life around Jesus Christ. I'm Nathan Johnson, and in today's episode, I want to talk about life in the Word. Let's dive in. For several months now, I have been meditating on the idea of what does it mean for Christ to be our life? Not just that He gives us life, but that He is our life. We know that in John 14, verse 6, Jesus makes that grand declaration that I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no one comes to the Father except through me. And it's this beautiful idea that Jesus doesn't just merely have truth, He is truth. He doesn't just merely have a way, He's the way itself. And He doesn't just merely give life, He is the very life we receive. That in that beautiful exchange because of the cross, that He takes on my sin and my depravity, and I take on His righteousness, which we see in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, there's this beautiful idea that I don't just receive new life, that's true. It's not just an eternal life, that's true, but the life that I receive is Jesus Himself. I get to be a partaker of the divine nature, as Peter says in 2 Peter 1, verse 4, that there is this reality that begins to happen in our lives where we get to share in His very life. Listen to what Paul says in Galatians 2:20. Now, you know this verse, and you probably heard it countless times, but I want you to hear it afresh. Paul says, I have been crucified with Christ, and it is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave Himself up for me. There's that twofold reality of the Christian life that I think is so just profound and mind-boggling, that if I'm a believer, my life is in Christ, that He is my position, that He is my portion, that He is my focus, and the strength and the energy and the reality of my life is centered on being in Him. This is one of Paul's major themes in the book of Ephesians. 30 times in the first three chapters, Paul says that your position is in Jesus, that you're not moving in and out of Him, that you're resting, and that you are seated in Christ. But then the other flip side of that is, while I am in Christ, Paul says, do you know what the grand mystery hidden from ages and generations is? It's now been revealed. It's Christ in you, the hope of glory. And that's from Colossians chapter 1. So there's this twofold reality that as a Christian, my life is in Christ and His life is in me. Or perhaps to say it a different way, I am physically here, right? Like in my recording studio, and you are physically wherever you are at right now. And yet spiritually, Paul tells us in Ephesians 2 that while you are physically there, you are spiritually seated in the heavenly realms in Christ Jesus. And that's Ephesians chapter 2, verses 1 through 9. And yet while He is physically at the right hand of the Father, right, seated above all principalities and powers and mights and dominions, as Paul reminds us at the end of Ephesians 1, while He is seated there physically, He is spiritually sent forth His Spirit, and now He indwells our lives through His own Spirit. So think about that reality, that as a Christian, I am physically here, but I am spiritually in Christ, and He is physically at the right hand of the Father, but spiritually He lives inside of my life via the indwelling of the Holy Spirit. And that twofold reality of in Christ and Christ in me, both of those, the two sides of that same coin, make up the reality of the Christian life. I need both of those, that I am to be in Christ. He is to be my life, and yet He has come to indwell me and fill up my life that reality we call Christianity. So listen then to Colossians chapter 3, verse 3 and 4. Listen to what Paul says. This is so profound to me. He says, "For you died, and your life has been hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is our life, is manifested, then you will also be manifested with him in glory." Did you catch that? Paul says, when Christ, who is our life, not that he gives us life, though he does, it's not just an eternal life, because it is, but the life that we receive is him. He, the one who is life itself, has come to be our life. And then this thunders even more so in the epistle of 1 John. John writes this in 1 John 4:9. He says, "By this, the love of God was manifested in us, that God has sent his only begotten Son into the world so that we might live through him." In other words, how do we live? We live through Jesus Christ. Paul said it this way in Romans chapter 11, verse 36, which I quote all the time. It's one of my all-time favorites. But he says, "For from him and through him and to him are all things. To him be glory forever. Amen." And I think that's such a great summary of the reality of the gospel, that my life, that marriage, that family, work, hobbies, church, the reality of the Christian life is to be from him, through him, and to him for his glory alone. So oftentimes in the church, we are trying to live our lives for God. We're trying to grit our teeth and we're trying to live these great lives, when in reality, God wants to give us his life, and that we are now having this overwhelming privilege because of the cross of Christ, that now we can live through him. Can I ask you, what kind of life are you living? Are you living your life out of your wisdom, out of your talent, out of your ability? Or are you so united with Christ? Are you abiding in him? Are you fully surrendered? Are you living by his life? And the reality of the Christian life is not just, it's not a religion. It's not just duties and obligations. The reality of the Christian life is that you have a overwhelming, incredible, intimate relationship and experience with the living God, where now he has given himself to you. He has cleansed you. He's transformed you. He's redeemed, sanctified, purified, and justified. He's radically changed you because of the cross of Christ. But he's done that so that he can now fill your life through the indwelling of his Holy Presence, his Spirit. And now you can be a vessel through which he can shine his life through you. As Paul says, "Do you not know that you are the temple? You are the image bearer of the living God. You are the vessel through which he wants to showcase himself once again to your world." That is an incredible reality and opportunity that we have as believers to live through and in him. Well, that topic just excites me. It is so profound. And over the last several months, I've just been freshly meditating upon what does it mean to have life in Christ? What does it mean to actually abide in him? How do I live in this attitude of surrender and dependence and friendship and relationship with the living God? And that concept is the focus of my new Daily Thunder series. As most of you already know, I teach at Ellerslie Discipleship Training, and Eric Ludi, myself, we have this series called Daily Thunder, where we are proclaiming just the richness of the gospel and Jesus Christ and his word in this podcast format. And this last series, I was walking through the names of God, and it was so rich in my life, just recognizing the reality of Christ and his nature and his attributes and just who he is. Well, we just launched the new series called Life in the Word. And if you're interested in diving into that concept of what does it mean to have life in Jesus, and also what does it mean to have life in the Word, in other words, his words in Scripture. So it's kind of a fun play on words, but the idea is, what does it mean to have life in the Word, the living Word, Jesus, and the written Word, Scripture? So over the course of this 12-week series, or 12 studies, we're going to be looking at this idea of abiding, surrender, friendship. What does it mean for God to speak specifically through his Word? And so we're diving at this idea of living through him, again, through him, the Word, in other words, Jesus Christ, the living Word, but also have life centered and grounded in the Word of God in text. Well, I'll put a link for that series in the show notes if you want to join me in this Daily Thunder adventure looking at this idea of life in the Word. Can I encourage you? Take a few moments today and lay yourself before the Lord. Ask him to search and try your heart. Ask him to see how you are living your life. Are you living out of yourself for him? Or have you surrendered yourself and you are participating with him, that you're leaning upon him, you're abiding, surrendered, dependent upon Jesus Christ, on his life in and through you? In other words, we're not talking passivity. You are fully engaged, you're fully involved, and we're walking in obedience to him, but it is his life that we are living. We are participating with the living God. And as 2 Peter 1:3 says, he has given you everything you need for life and for godliness so you can live the life he's called you to live. But it's not out of your ability or your strength. Rather, it is his. So would you spend some time today and just allow the Spirit of the Lord to press himself upon your life and point out any area of your life that you are trying to grit and determine and pull off out of your own wisdom, resource, talent, or ability? And would you begin to ask the Lord Jesus Christ to fully rule and reign your life so that he might live his life in and through you? What an incredible opportunity and privilege we have as believers. Well, thanks as always for listening to this episode of the Deeper Christian Podcast. For show notes of this episode, including a link to that other new series that we're just launching, Life in the Word, found on the Daily Thunder podcast. You can find all of that and more by visiting the show notes for this episode by going to deeperchristian.com/308 for episode 308. And until next time, know I'm cheering you on and I'm praying for you as you build your life around Jesus Christ.